This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. Have you ever been part of a cookie club? If you haven't, then you're in for a treat. We spoke with Ann Perlman, author of the novel The Christmas Cookie Club and the brand new Christmas Cookie Club Cookbook, to learn how this trend has become a national phenomenon. She also talks about how you can start your own Christmas Cookie Club. Here's Barbara Dab.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I almost feel like I'm kicking off my holiday season here with my my guest this morning. Her name is Ann Perlman, and she is an author of many genres, but today we're speaking about her best-selling book, which has been out for a while, The Christmas Cookie Club, and, of course, her brand-new companion piece to the book, which is The Christmas Cookie Club Cookbook, which we'll talk about in just a minute. I know a lot of you all here in Nashville are fans of the Christmas Cookie Club. So we're gonna find out a little bit more about how you can start one. Ann, thank you for joining me today. It's good to have you.
Oh, Barb, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, this is a lot of fun. And even though we feel like we just got out of summer, it's already time to start thinking about the holidays. And of course, cooking and baking are things people do year round. But I guess, give us a synopsis a little bit just about the novel itself, because it really kind of leads right into the cookbook. And it's The Christmas Cookie Club, which came out last year. And tell us a little bit about the book.
Okay, the novel is a story of a woman's friendship group. It celebrates women's friendships, and it is set at a Christmas cookie exchange.
Okay, and you know, a lot of people, obviously in our area, Christmas cookie exchanges are fairly popular, and so now the book is written in a very unique way, so it includes sort of information about the cookies and the ingredients in the cookies as it follows these characters, isn't that right?
It has 12, it follows 12 chapters, 12 women, each with her own life, each with her own cookie recipe, and as each woman presents her cookies to her friends, and I know now that there are lots of different cookie exchanges, but when I joined the one that inspired the setting for this novel, I didn't realize how popular they were.
Yeah, it's really, I know, I didn't know about them a lot either when I was younger, but coming to Nashville, I've heard a lot about them, and I'm not sure how many of them are directly related to your book, but I think the fascinating thing is, you know, the lifestyle that's been spawned by this book. And I guess for the uninitiated, if there are any out there, tell us what a Christmas cookie club really is, because there may be a few people who don't know.
Okay, what a Christmas cookie club is people who get together and exchange cookies for the holidays. And there's lots of different ways to do this. The way that my cookie club does it is each of us bake 13 dozen of the same cookie. And we get together, we have 12 members in our cookie club, and we pass out the cookie, and we tell the story of the cookie, and then the extra dozen goes to a charity. And for several years now, the charity has been hospice. Before then, it was a safe house.
Uh-huh.
And there is something extra special about knowing that you're not only baking the cookies for your friends, but you're also baking the cookies for a charity.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful element and kind of a nice twist on it. So it's not really all about us. It's about helping others as well. And hospice, we have some wonderful ones here in the Nashville area, and it's a really great thing to add to a cookie club, because certainly people, regardless of what your station in life, everyone appreciates some home-baked cookies. There's just nothing like getting those fresh batch of cookies tied up real nice and pretty. Really kind of warms anybody's heart, I think.
Yes, and the charity aspect of the novel has sort of inspired people to bake cookies for the troops. And in Chicago, one of a church group is now baking cookies for the homeless.
Wow. What a wonderful thing. I mean, really, cookies just have, they're almost spiritual, I think, sometimes. It's one thing to make a casserole, but when you make the cookies and, I don't know, there's more to it than just food, I think.
Well, yes, it's sweet, it's small, it's not a huge dish, it's a treat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that cookies do have that special thing to them, too.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Ann Perlman. She's a best-selling author. Her newest book is The Christmas Cookie Club Cookbook, which is a companion piece to her novel, the best-selling Christmas Cookie Club. And the phenomenon of this book and what it's really kind of done for women and I would assume some men all over the world is really something special. So what do you think touched off? Why do you think these cookie clubs are now growing in popularity? And why do you think your books really have touched something in people?
Well, I think we're needing a sense of community, and I think in the hard economic times, we're looking for ways to celebrate the holidays that don't involve massive amounts of money.
Yeah.
And baking cookies and sharing an evening with your friends, passing out the cookies and telling stories, because part of the cookie club and the main theme in the novel is that as we pass out the cookies, we tell a story of the cookie. And the story of the cookie is always emblematic of something that happened that year. So you really get to know what's going on in the lives of the people at the party.
Right. Now, are these women that you are in the club with, in your situation, do you see them throughout the year, or do you really only see some of them once a year?
I only see some of them once a year.
Wow.
But the cookie party is so wonderful, we socialize other times, too.
Sure. I would imagine the cookie exchange could go on for hours, because I would think every time someone gets up to introduce their cookie, you could discuss that for a really long time.
Oh, it does go on for hours.
Probably all the way to breakfast, right? And then you're making breakfast cookies. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, if somebody out there wants to set up their own cookie club, you got any tips?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that's what the companion book is full of.
Uh-huh.
Not only is it full of about 40 recipes of cookies, plus another dozen or so recipes of appetizers, but it tells all about how to form a cookie club, you know, through the invitations, how to pick the people to ask to join the cookie club, how to sort of pace the party, rules and regulations about the cookies and the packaging, because you can't carry 12 dozen cookies on paper plates with saran wrap.
Right. I know. I was thinking about that when you were telling me how many cookies you guys make.
Yeah. So there's packaging problems. We have all kinds of really clever ideas on how to package the cookies, like go to the dollar store and buy a whole bunch of oven mitts and put the cookies in a Ziploc bag and put it in the oven mitt.
What a cute idea.
Yeah, and you're giving them something practical, or tea towels or huge coffee mugs. So there's all different ways that you can be creative and loving to your friends.
Oh, I think that's really sort of the most amazing aspect of all this, is sort of the, you know, it is an inexpensive item, and yet the thought and the care and the planning and the doing, the time that goes into making a batch of cookies in the fashion that you're talking about. These are not just cookies you cut off a roll in the put them from the freezer. These are really cookies baked with a lot of care and a lot of love. And I think that it's in the doing. I think that is the gift when someone gives you cookies that are made that way.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that like last year, I started working on the perfect almond cookie. And I made batch after batch of almond cookies, brought them to every single party all summer, asking people for their opinion. And my favorite recipe is in the cookbook.
Ah, fabulous. Well, I can't wait to see that recipe. I'm speaking with Ann Perlman. She's an author. Her best-selling book, The Christmas Cookie Club, came out last year, and now we're going to be thrilled to receive The Christmas Cookie Club Cookbook, which is a companion piece just coming out. And the companion piece talks all about how you all can form your own cookie clubs. And you mentioned these recipes, and I'm just kind of curious, there's a lot of them in there. How did you choose the recipes? Are they actual recipes from the women in your cookie club?
Some of them are. A lot of them are. I mean, we've been meeting. This will be our 20th year.
Wow.
And you get 12 women baking cookies, often different, over 20 years, you get a lot of
cookies. Now, did the women in the club have input in the book? I mean, did you, like, take a vote? Whoever thought their cookie should be included?
We asked for recipes, and people sent the recipes. We wanted to make sure there were recipes. There's different kinds of cookies, like there's refrigerator cookies, cutout cookies, molded cookies, pressed cookies. So we wanted to make sure that we had recipes for all those different kinds.
That's amazing. Well, you know, Anne, I know you mentioned when we were chatting earlier that you've started a blog and you're going to have a contest. So if people are interested in learning more about that and participating and interacting with you, how do they get a hold of that?
Well, they can just look on my Facebook fan page, Christmas Cookie Club.
Okay.
I'm going to be announcing the cookie contest in the next couple weeks. And people can send me their recipes, and then people are going to vote, and there'll be prizes for the winners.
So you're sort of creating almost like an online global cookie club.
I guess I am.
That's fabulous. Well, let me ask you one final question, and I don't know if you can answer this, but what's your favorite cookie?
Oh, I can answer that. My favorite cookie is pecan butterball.
Oh, my God.
First.
I'm getting a heart attack just hearing about it.
The first cookie in the novel, and that cookie is my grandmother and I made together, and it is probably a recipe of my grandfather's, great-grandfather's, who was a German trade baker. So one of the things about cookies is they have all these old family stories and memories
yeah.
of them, and we are really participating in the history of our families and the history of us as we bake them with all the wonderful ingredients that human beings have helped evolve over the centuries.
Wonderful. What a beautiful sentiment. Well, Anne Perlman, it's really a pleasure. We could talk cookies all day, but I urge everybody, run out and first get a copy of the novel, The Christmas Cookie Club, and then look for the Christmas Cookie Club cookbook, where you can get some of the fabulous recipes and get some tips on how you all can start a Christmas Cookie Club. And look forward to hearing back from all of our local folks in Nashville who've started cookie clubs and getting some recipes myself. So, Anne, thank you so much for joining me today. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it's been a pleasure talking with you, Barb.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 104.5thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town from 104.5 The Zone.